You're listening to SBS News.
The United Kingdom has appointed yet another Prime Minister, making it the third in the space of 7 weeks. Former UK Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak is taking on the country's top job after losing to Liz Truss. Mr. Sunak was runner-up to the short-lived Prime Minister in the contest to replace the scandal-plagued Boris Johnson as Conservative Party leader and Prime Minister. But Ms. Truss quit after a turbulent 44-day term foiled by a disastrous economic plan and Conservative Party division. After assuming the position, the 42-year-old warns of the country's economic challenges in his first public comments.
It is the greatest privilege of my life to be able to serve the party I love and give back to the country I owe so much to. The United Kingdom is a great country, but there is no doubt we face a profound economic challenge. We now need stability and unity, and I will make it my utmost priority to bring our party and our country together.
Mr. Johnson had rushed back from a Caribbean holiday to run the numbers over the weekend for a second shot at the position himself, but he then ruled himself out, admitting he could not unite his warring party. Leader of the House of Commons of the United Kingdom, Penny Mordaunt, was Mr. Sunak's running mate, but withdrew from the race minutes before, automatically placing Mr. Sunak as the only contender for the position. Research associates at the UK in the Changing Europe at King's College London, Alan Wager, confirms that Mr. Sunak's first task will be stabilising British markets.
He comes into office as not a particularly popular Prime Minister, but with a reputation for some semblance of economic competence. The problem will be is he is seen as someone that's not broadly on the side of people. He's seen as someone that's broadly out of touch. And that's the sort of political challenge he faces, having to come up with something that unites the Conservative Party and that sees him as seen as someone that's sort of in touch with people's concerns.
Mr. Sunak is a man of many firsts, being the first British Prime Minister of Indian background, the first who was a Hindu, and likely the wealthiest person ever to live at number 10 Downing Street, with a fortune of about $1.5 billion. The newly elected leader grew up near England's south coast with a relatively low number of people with a South Asian heritage. The mood amongst Indians has been mixed regarding the former finance minister's heritage. Some members of the public are celebrating the new leadership.
I think it's an exciting thing to the extent that one doesn't have to be a certain color or a class in order to become the prime minister of any country. I think we've passed those boundaries. That's a good thing. It's Conservative Party after all, so I hope that their policies are ones that are good for all people, not just for the wealthy.
While others of the same ethnicity claim to simply want good leadership, irrespective of race. Poonam Kika is a chemistry lecturer.
Oh, non-white or white doesn't make any difference because he is born in England and he's born and brought up here only. So I don't think so there is any difference. And when we talk about England, is the only country who never, done racism with anybody. So I don't think so. We should go for the deserving candidate rather than looking for white or non-white.
Director of UK-based think tank British Future, Sonda Katwala, says it is a significant time in British politics.
Yeah, it's a historic moment in British politics and public life. And while most people will say we shouldn't pay too much attention to the ethnicity or faith of the Prime Minister because we want everyone to have a fair chance, the fact that this is possible now in 2022 is a new thing in British politics that wouldn't have been the case even 10 years ago and certainly not 20 years ago. So I think that is a change in our public life, a change in our politics, and probably does reflect broader changes in professional life in Britain.
Mr. Katwala also says Mr. Sunak's appointment marks a shift in perceptions.
There is a toxic fringe of our society, 3% of people who don't think Asian people are British. That was a lot bigger 10 or 20 years ago. There are people who will be a bit discombobulated. What does it mean for the Prime Minister to be a Hindu? We've got an established church. How do we handle that? I think we'll handle it very practically, very pragmatically. You know, King Charles wants to be the head of the Church of England. He wants to be the king of all faiths. His prime minister might be Hindu, might be Jewish, might be Christian, might be an agnostic, might be an atheist. Religion is not very central to our politics. And so I think this is a much smaller thing, I think, in Britain than in the United States of America, I think, where to have a prime minister who was practicing a faith that was not a Christian would, I think, be a much bigger deal in a society where I think faith is much more prominent, even though it's officially not part of politics.
Mr. Sunak will meet with King Charles III on Tuesday morning before taking over as prime minister. The new leader will meet with the monarch after Liz Truss has chaired a final meeting of her cabinet, after which she will make a speech outside Downing Street. Omar Bello, SBS News.